100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIDie.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got a few stories in this week. It's on the topic of lady. Now, if things are looking a little light, I guess summertime or this or that, I don't know. But if you're running a little late this week and you think, oh my God, I should have sent one in, that's okay. I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. Just go ahead and send it on in when you're ready. Anyway, we've got some stories here to share with you, and I'll just get out of the way and let you listen.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The Lady of Shalott, it is said, died of unrequited love. For Lancelot. He, oblivious to her yearning, spurned his king, and his calling, for a tawdry, illicit affair with Guinevere. Bringing civil war, and an end to Arthur's throne. So much for chivalry. However, Lancelot of the Lake wasn't entirely to blame. As they say, behind every successful man, stands a scheming woman. And I, the Lady of the Lake, hold that particular title, in this story. And, for me, it all worked out exactly, as planned. After all, in the end, I got my sword back.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge. 100 Word Weekly Challenge, yeah. Number 695 with the prompt of Lady. Here's my story. Bilbert showed up for the dance on Friday night, having not spoken to Marissa or Linoleum Amanda in days. He wondered if either would be there. A lady at the door to the gymnasium checked his student ID before letting him into the large decorated room. The lights were on. Parents had worried their children would get up to no good if allowed to dance in the dark. Therefore, no one danced. Instead, students lined the walls, glancing nervously at one another. Until someone requested the DJ play the Harry Potter theme song. On the floor, Linoleum Amanda danced by herself. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of lady. It's called First Date. I thought everything was going really well. My date kept giving me flirty looks, laughing at my jokes, and we were getting on as if we'd known each other years. The restaurant was pretty good too. A little fancy compared to my usual haunts, but I wasn't complaining, and the quality of the food almost justified the exorbitant prices. Meal over, I leaned back in my chair and let out a satisfied belch. "Well, that's not very ladylike," muttered my date. "Oh, I'm no lady," I replied, surreptitiously rearranging the bulge in my underwear to a more comfortable position. "I'm off. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story on the prompt lady. The writer hammered the story on his laptop. The damn plot wasn't working. His main character, Lady Whatever, name not yet settled, had just hidden the corpse of her husband under her bed. The writer tried to convince the character that that was a bad idea. Lady Whatever gave him the finger and continued with her merry life. He grinned. That character had to go. Lady Whatever, who was pretty smart, hid under her bed. The stench was so bad that the writer gave up. Let her be, he thought. And the story was a success, believe it or not. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
They say that Evel Knievel broke every bone in his body. That's 206 bones broken. Rocket Rachel Ricardo broke her little toe, but she broke it 206 times. She'd appear on talk shows and trip over a riser and break her toe. Sometimes, just standing there, you'd hear a crack. "Oh no," she said, "I broke my toe." And the audience would laugh. After a while, she'd had enough, and she had that toe surgically removed. The next stunt, she was impaled by a piece of rebar, but she didn't break a single bone.
I hope you enjoyed this week's stories. Next week's stories will be on the topic of partner. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and click on Weekly Challenge to see how to participate in this weekly challenge. Or if you want to still get something in on the topic of lady, go ahead and send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. Oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for archives and links and all sorts of stuff. Thank you for being a part of this, and, as always, keep it brief.